Well, Ben, how are things going on in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. So let's get to a moment that might be exciting if and when it does happen, and that's the special legislative session. What news do you have on that?
That's right. It's been more than a month since Governor Martinez called for the special session, and due to the pretty dire state of the budget, especially for fiscal year 2016. And we talked to some staff up at the Legislative Finance Committee and some of our local legislators and legislative leadership about, what the progress has been toward a special session. We still don't have a date, but they are discussing where they think they can find some of the money to fix our budget shortfalls. The fiscal year 2016 budget that we're already $130 million under, they think they can fix that with the Tobacco Settlement Fund, which was created in the year 2000 and was paid into by big tobacco companies every year for eight. And that should cover the fiscal year 2016, but that leaves a fiscal year 2017 that is looking at up to $500 million shortfall.
What are some priorities from your legislators in the Grand County and, of course, the Silver City area?
Well, Senator Howie Morales has been pretty close to this as a member of the Legislative Finance Committee, and he's pretty deeply concerned that when Governor Martinez does officially authorize the special session and gives it a date, she may look just to mitigate the 2016 fiscal year budget, which Howie Morales, at least, does not think will be enough. He
In
thinks
other
that
words, punting for 2017 till January.
Right. And his view and the view of Senator John Arthur Smith, who is the chair of the Legislative Finance Committee, they share the view that, the longer we wait to mitigate some of these budgetary concerns for fiscal year 2017, the more the agencies will be impacted. They're already facing just an 8-month instead of a 12-month window to make some of these budgetary adjustments. So the longer they wait, they fear the more they'll be hurt.
Well, let's catch up on this next week. Right now, we want to talk to Stuart McClintock, who has news on a school bonding capacity issue that is taking place right now. And of course, with the legislative session coming up, we'll be up for discussion. Stuart.
Yes, so this year, House Bill 33 in this district is up for voting. And House Bill 33 essentially helps schools with, it's a legislative appropriation bill that helps schools with capital outlay projects. And it comes up for voting every 2 years, every 4 years, I believe. And the school board has to decide whether or not they want that on the ballot in February when the new school board members are up for election.
So what early indications are you getting as far as local legislators and how this will impact the local community?
Well, right now it's all paid through property taxes, and House Bill 33 is very important to this area because they get about $2.5 million from that each and every year, and I don't think anybody really wants that to change. Taxes are already at a certain point, and although people don't want them to go up, they do know the importance of this bill to the schools. The board is also looking at reintroducing its general obligation bond, which was passed, I believe, about 10 years ago, and that wouldn't change the property taxes at all either if the voters said yes to it.
Well, Stuart and Ben Fisher, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Edmundo.